I'm joined here by Teresa McDade at the Donegal Sportstar Award presentation. Teresa was the coach slash manager of the year, quite a prestigious award to win, and she was also acknowledged for her Olympic contribution in Tokyo last year. Teresa, I'm sure you're delighted to be here to be honoured by the Donegal Sportstar Committee.
I am, absolutely, and I think there's nothing. I think sometimes we're often not, you know, people take a lot, when the people know you, they take a lot for granted, so it's really great. I think it's fantastic to be acknowledged in your own home spot, and I'm really delighted and privileged to have both, obviously, that recognition from Tokyo and also then in terms of the team manager slash coach award. So yeah, I'm very happy.
You've devoted a huge part of your life to coaching. So how good was it to be out there in Tokyo, even with the COVID obstacles and everything that came its way?
Yeah, I consider myself really very privileged to have been and travelling to competition when a lot of other people couldn't. Despite the fact that we were getting daily PCR tests for a month, but that was absolutely worth it all. Very challenging to be managing a team and a championship during a pandemic. So there was a lot of skills, extra skills, I suppose, involved in that too, but an absolute privilege and just amazing to be. I think when you're doing it, and particularly the whole, I had taken a kind of an extended role this time with that role. I had actually done sort of the logistics end of it as well, and so it was a very busy time, but absolutely amazing and really enjoyable. But I think I used to say to myself, I think I'll wake up in October and realise I've actually done it. So, and sometimes too, I still think, God, was it really there? But and again, it's given me a massive confidence going forward, because if you can manage that job and the circumstances that you're in, you know, everything's a breeze after this, please God.
Very good. So so take us up now. What's been happening over the last couple of months in your role?
Yeah, well, I continued on then from, and I'm also, I kind of have a couple of roles within Athletics Ireland, and I'm also then obviously a coach here in Letterkenny as well too. So we're very busy in cross country, both from a European cross country, and I would be the women's team lead in the European cross country, and phenomenal, as everybody is well aware. We hosted that in Dublin this year, and our Irish teams did amazingly well. Third country overall in Europe, absolutely amazing. And then our girls then here in Letterkenny, our local girls, we actually managed to win the senior women's title, which then qualified us to go then to European clubs in February. So lots going on after to get, had to recover quite quickly from Tokyo. Then straight into the new year then, and I had been in World Indoors there, which again, very successful trip for Athletics Ireland. And heading on now, I'm actually getting, I've just been at a meeting this afternoon there now in relation to Oregon for World Championships in the summer, and then Munich, and with an eye on Paris, of course, in 2 years' time.
So you know now already that you will be the team manager in Paris?
Yeah, that's who, that role, if you like, goes out every cycle, and there's an interview, there's an application process and an interview process, and I'm delighted to say that I was successful at interview and will continue on now until Paris in 2024. So it's been a very short cycle in the sense that it's a 3-year cycle this time, so it's full on now, we're well into that cycle, and lots happening and lots of prep in terms of even camps and athletes and qualification and all of that. So yeah, it's busy, it's great.
Very good. And it's going to be a busy summer. You're going to Oregon for the World Championships. The European Championships are in Munich then in August. So there's going to be it's going to be a very, very busy schedule and busy summer for you, Teresa.
It is, absolutely. And even too, and I suppose Oregon is like, and particularly for me coming from a middle distance background, Oregon is it's the mecca of middle distance. To go to Hayward Field is, you know, a lifetime. Like Tokyo was a massive box tick for me to have been to the Olympics last year, and World Championship in Oregon is going to be, I think I'm more excited about that than I was about Tokyo. It'll be amazing. And again, we've created a decent team, and then we've already got, you know, a number of qualifiers, the likes of Brendan Boyce locally, and Mark English is qualified. We have two relay teams qualified, and please God, we'll have a few more. And then we're basically back a week or two, and we're heading into Munich for, you know, European Championships. And I think we probably have our biggest ever team, track and field team, going to European Championships, and I'm hopeful that we'll have some silverware back with us.
and we're always a little bit biased towards our Donegal athletes. What can we expect from the likes of Brendan and Mark this year?
Well, I think certainly, like, in terms of what Brendan particularly has, and it's a new era for him now with the 35k walk. So I think it'll be a case of him maybe settling into that. But again, there's one thing for sure, he's a performer, and particularly going back to Doha, and even his results in Sapporo, which is where the walks were, and conditions there were far from ideal. They were extremely difficult. I seen, you know, really established athletes basically falling apart, and, you know, so it was amazing to have that. Is that, well, 50k walk is a bit about resilience, isn't it? And then obviously Mark as well. Mark, you know, is coming, you know, at the end of the day, Mark has competed in World Indoors. He has his time, and again, he's a championship racer, so it's a case for him of just getting through the rounds. And heats are always a wee bit, I always think heats, particularly in 800, are always a little bit nervous. And then semi-finals are tough, because good people go out in semi-finals, but then if you're in that final, as we've seen, say, in Glasgow, anything can happen in a final.